Local treatments have several advantages, including the ability to selectively treat specific muscles and the absence of sedation. They are indicated particularly when spasticity is focal, but are also helpful when spasticity is diffuse. Injections of local anesthetics to produce transient neuromuscular blocks are used for treatment planning, mainly to differentiate between contractures and severe spasticity, and sometimes to assess whether decreasing spasticity may have negative consequences. Injections of phenol or alcohol are preferably performed on purely or predominantly motor nerves to decrease the risk of chronic dysesthesia. The most common targets include the musculocutaneous, obturator, and tibial nerves. Intrathecal baclofen therapy is a neuromodulation treatment that allows the delivery of baclofen intrathecally via a programmable pump implanted subcutaneously in the abdominal area and connected to a catheter whose distal end is inserted into the spinal canal. Botulinum toxin, when injected intramuscularly, causes chemodenervation by blocking the release of acetylcholine at the neuromuscular junction. It has become the most widely used local treatment of spasticity, with a large body of evidence supporting its efficacy on post-stroke spasticity. In 2008, the American Academy of Neurology published an evidence-based review on the use of botulinum toxin for upper and lower extremity spasticity. The investigators concluded that botulinum toxin is effective in reducing tone and improving passive function in adults with spasticity, which was a level A recommendation, and probably effective on active function with level B recommendation based on one class, one study. Published literature review and meta-analysis on the functional impact of botulinum toxin for spasticity after stroke found a small but statistically significant improvement in gait velocity after botulinum toxin injections for spastic equinovarus in a pooled sample of 228 patients and reported a moderate botulinum toxin treatment effect on various measures of upper extremity function.